Today, the Environmental Protection Agency will hold a public hearing on their 2017 proposed biofuel blending requirements, and one ethanol advocate believes the testimony will be heavily supportive of the program. The process began last month when the EPA announced the 2017 renewable volume obligations under the renewable fuel standard. The proposed RVOs came just short of what Congress set as a statutory requirement for 15 billion gallons of conventional biofuel, suggesting a figure of 14.8 billion gallons. The total RVO, which also includes requirements for advanced biofuels, was 18.8 billion gallons. Now, stakeholders on all sides of the issue have their chance to speak directly to the EPA. Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen said based on his analysis of the 140 people scheduled to speak today, most of them will speak favorably of the RFS.
There are only 14 that have signed up to speak that oppose the RFS. So, that's a tenth. It means 90% of the speakers are going to be supportive of the RFS, supportive of the statutory levels, encouraging EPA to amend their proposal, and that has to send a powerful signal.
Dineen says he will press on EPA's logic for setting RVOs below statutory levels. He says the RFS should be driving the marketplace, not the other way around.
You know, EPA still has a fundamental misunderstanding of this program. When EPA released this rule, a spokesperson for EPA noted that what they did was set volumes that are ambitious, yet achievable, given the realities of the market. Given the realities of the market. Now, that is not a factor that EPA should be considering. By law, they can only look at supply. But you put that aside. The whole point of the RFS was to change the realities of the market, was to change the way oil companies did business.
Dineen pointed out that the 2017 RVO is the current administration's last chance to vocalize their position on the future of the RFS.
They're 200 million gallons away. Their own analysis shows that they can do it. So if they don't amend this final rule, if they don't get this program back to the statutory levels, if they don't put it back on track, I think people will have to seriously question how committed this administration is to climate change, to technology development, to reducing our dependence on imported oil, to providing alternatives at the pump that will lower consumer costs. I don't think the president wants those questions to be part of his legacy.
Witnesses are scheduled to speak today until about 3 o'clock Central Time. In addition to RFA, well-known groups like Growth Energy, the National Biodiesel Board, and the National Corn Growers Association will also be providing testimony. From the opposing side, the American Petroleum Institute, the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers, and the National Marine Manufacturers Association will also be on hand. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.